when I first got into the game, I was like chasing cash flow and I was chasing deals that, you know, were a cheaper price point. Nothing wrong with that. But now, as I've grown, as I got more experience in the game, my progression, my thought process, and the way I strategize and look at deals has evolved. Now I'm only looking at stuff in high growth markets, sexy markets, you know, love stuff in San Diego, love stuff in Santa Barbara, Scottsdale, Nashville, you know, some of those type of markets.
Welcome to the Rich Drummers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Report, Saturday edition. And I got my co-host today, Miss Alex Johnson. Alex, welcome to the show for the, second time in a row now?
Yeah, it's been a few times in a row. It's going well. How are you?
Really good. I like hanging out with you. So, yeah, it's going great.
Yep.
We got some sunshine here today. I'm flying out to Orlando tonight on the red eye to go speak at Tyler Devereaux's multifamily event. Shout out to Nico and Strat and the rest of his team. So excited for that. That's going to be fun. Just a little 24-hour trip out to Orlando and back. What do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, that'll be a blast. Let's see, this weekend, just kind of keeping it low key, a couple plans with a couple different friends.
Really?
One of my...
Got a date?
What?
Got
no.
A date?
Lady friends.
Lady friend, okay.
No date.
For the guy, the male listeners out there,
oh my God.
Alex is single, so, you know.
We're turning this into that kind of show, huh? No, one of my good friends, she is having a bridal shower up in Orange County, so I'll go up to that. Mm. She's actually having her bachelorette in a couple of weeks in Miami.
Oh,
I've never been.
Watch
so
out.
I'm excited for that. Other than that, keeping it low key. Just, you know, when we live here, it's just nice to be here and enjoy San Diego. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. And you know, we got the time change that happened recently. That happened about a week and a half ago. So now it's like the sun goes down a little bit later, 7 o'clock now. And this summer will be 8 o'clock, which is kind of nice. Get out of the office and still got some daylight to go enjoy the day, which
yeah,
I love. They need to just make it permanent. I thought
they
were going to make it permanent.
I know. I feel like a lot of people were confused on that too. A lot of people thought it passed and people were like, wait, I thought we passed that. They don't do it in Arizona or Hawaii.
No.
It's always confusing.
We need to be permanent daylight savings time only. We don't want the sun to go down at 4:45 anymore ever.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, hey, so that brings us to the topic of today's episode. And, you know, I get this question a lot. You know, we go over a lot of deals in our mastermind, but I get this a lot with investors. And I used to kind of think this way, but it's like the importance of buying in high growth markets and good locations in real estate and why that's important. So, you know, for me, when I first got into the game, it was on the multifamily side. And my first couple deals were in not rural areas, but Midwest areas, 11 unit multifamily deal in Cincinnati. Still own that deal today. I own another 8-unit deal on the south side of the Ohio River, Cincinnati as well, but on the south side of the Ohio River, which is actually Kentucky in Covington. And I bought another deal, 32 units in Indianapolis, which we did really well on. We bought it and sold it a couple years later and did a 1031 exchange into a deal in Scottsdale, which is more of a high growth market. But that said, when I first got into the game, I was like chasing cash flow and I was chasing deals that, you know, were a cheaper price point. Nothing wrong with that. But now, as I've grown, as I got more experience in the game, shout out Andrea and Tommy that just walked in
Let's
the elevator.
Go.
What's up? But as I've grown and kind of got a little bit more experience, my progression, my thought process, and the way I strategize and look at deals has evolved. And now I'm only looking at stuff in high growth markets, sexy markets. You know, love stuff in San Diego, love stuff in Santa Barbara, Scottsdale, Nashville, you know, some of those type of markets. What are your thoughts so far, Ajons?
I'm just curious. So like for a first time investor, do you think that the location is less important? Like, do you think it's more important just to like get into like your first deal and like just get into whatever you can get in and then it becomes more important? I mean, I know it's always important because you can't change a property's location, but would your advice be to like first time investors, like, you know, like you did just to kind of get into something and then, you know, down the line, maybe just really focus on markets that you like?
Yes and no. Yes. In the idea that like if it's easier to grasp your mind around the idea of buying a cheaper deal, that's just easier to get into. Yes. But make sure that it's still got good fundamentals. So for example, Cincinnati has above average population growth. It has above average employment growth, and it is a cheaper price point. So if you buy in a good neighborhood or a good location within Cincinnati, it's fine. Are you ever going to get truly wealthy off of real estate in Cincinnati? No.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, shout out to JD Schmurgy, yeah. The broker who sold me both of those assets in Cincinnati, is actually one of the newest investors in our fund.
Yep.
Shout out to him and his wife.
Yeah, excited to have them.
Yeah, super pumped to have them. We got to get him out here to San Diego. We'll get him on the podcast at some point. But no, love those deals. But are they ever going to make you millions and millions and millions? Probably not. But you will get consistent, steady cash flow, which is cool. And so, yes, I think two-part answer. Yes, do it. But on the flip side, make sure that you're going into an area that does have good fundamentals. And if not, then don't do it. Hey guys, real quick, the only way this show grows, the only way we continue to bring on bigger and better guests is if you guys rate, review, and share the show. So if you could take 2 seconds or the click of the thumb to review on Apple or Spotify, it will mean the world to me. But more importantly, we'll be able to reach more entrepreneurs and more real estate investors and help them build wealth through this podcast. Now back to the show.
What are the key things you look for? Like when you say fundamentals, you mentioned the population growth and things like that. So what are a couple things that you look for, you know, when you're figuring out what market you want to go into?
Population growth, employment growth, look at past appreciation rates, right? But the main thing you want to ask yourself is, who's going to buy this deal 5 years from now or 10 years from now? Because, you know, some of these deals are so rural, no matter what you do to these properties, however you renovate them, the extent of the renovation, it's like, who's going to want to come stay there? And who's going to want to buy this deal? That matters because it's all about the exit. So hypothetically, yes, all the numbers might pencil. But in all reality, is someone really going to be willing to come in and pay that high dollar amount for that property? So you ask yourself that. The other thing is this. Let's say that you get into a deal and you create a lot of value. Let's say you get into a deal, you force $500,000 of appreciation over the course of 2 years through renovations and getting the income up, which is great. That's $500,000, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can sell this asset and take a $500,000 profit, or you can decide to hold this asset long-term and maybe cash flow $25,000 a year in cash flow. So about $2,000 a month, $25,000 a year. So great. How many years of $25,000 in cash flow is it going to take to break even versus selling it and taking that $500,000 profit, right? It's going to take 20 years. 20 years is a long time. And in addition to that, if you have one water heater go out or you need a roof that needs to be replaced, there goes your cash flow.
Yeah.
For an entire year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. So for me, and there's no right or wrong, but for me, generally speaking, my perspective has changed. Now going into these higher growth markets, for example, Scottsdale,
mm-hmm.
bought that property. Schools are all 8s and 9s. In the magic zip code, which is on the Phoenix side. So you get the lower property taxes. You still get the school districts where the schools are 8s and 9s. You get the Scottsdale mailing address. That area, you know, I did a 1031 exchange, bought a property for 2.4, did a reno, put about 800 into it, the single family home and luxury rental now. That thing appraised 9 months later for 4.89. And by the way, it just did $84,000 last month. The month of February is a short-term rental.
That's amazing.
Like, think about that, right?
Yeah.
And so could I do that in Cincinnati? Could I do that in Oklahoma? No, you can't. And so for me, I think the appreciation is more important now than the cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because cash flow, yes, it pays the bills, but the appreciation is what truly creates financial freedom. It truly creates long-term wealth.
True. So where else are you looking these days?
It's a good question, Ajons. You know, I like the California coastal stuff. Now this mm-hmm. is with boutique hotels. Multifamily, I love a lot of different markets. But, you know, for me, I think for the listeners, if you can invest in your own backyard, do it because that's where your competitive advantage is. That's where you know the area best. You're close to the properties and all that sort of thing. I think it makes the most sense, especially like when it comes to like, you know, managing construction and renovation. It makes the most sense. Now, not everyone lives in an area or a market that's conducive with investing. So if it's not, you know, maybe you live in New York or an area where it's like really expensive and it's hard to make deals pencil, then okay, go somewhere else. But there's so many good markets around the country. But for me, high growth markets, sexy markets, Nashville, Scottsdale, Miami. Those are some of the areas that I like. I think those markets are going to continue to see population growth, employment growth. We're seeing a lot of jobs and industries move down there. And it's not just everyday jobs, but high paying jobs, other trendy areas. A lot of the younger demographic that's making good money is relocating some of those areas. And I think weather wise, some of those areas are going to bode well long term. So I like those areas. And I think there's a lot of really good options around the country. So it really just depends on personal preference. But here's the thing. In all reality, the time it takes and the risk that it takes to renovate and, you know, manage construction and get the lending and close these deals and all that sort of stuff post-close, generally speaking, is going to be the same in Oklahoma City or an area like Cincinnati versus a high-growth area like Scottsdale, Nashville, or Southern California. I just know we're going to create a lot more wealth long-term for that same level of risk, the same level of time in a high growth market than we are in some of these slower growth markets. But that said, to your point, Alex, I think if you're new and you just want to get a deal done, get a little bit of experience, build some confidence, there's nothing wrong with going in these areas. Just make sure that you go into a good neighborhood, a good location, and don't overpay in a lot of these areas.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. And I like what you said about, trying to be local too. I think especially for maybe like one of your first deals, from our experience, it is nice to like be close by. You can run down, you know the area. If there's any problems, you're right there. So I think that's good advice as well.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny because, you know, most people start investing in their backyard and then maybe they branch out. I started investing in like all these out of state areas. It was like Cincinnati, Indianapolis, North Carolina. You know, we own a couple deals in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then it was like Scottsdale, Shelter Cove. And it's like, finally did a deal here in San Diego. I had some Airbnbs in San Diego. Actually, that's how I met you with Aeroscape Condo. But it wasn't until Hotels and Dell to where we did the first commercial deal here. And I was like, man, this is kind of cool. We get to pop in on the renovation, check on the progress at any time, which is kind of cool. And so I'm like, man, I want to do more deals locally, especially if you live in a market that's conducive, a market that you believe in, which I do believe in San Diego. So I don't know. I think that concludes this episode of the Saturday Edition. Hopefully it was helpful for the listeners. I know for me, it was just kind of walking through some of my, processes and kind of how I've evolved mentally in real estate investing. What about you, Ajons?
Yeah, I think it was helpful. I think we get that question a lot. Some of our mastermind members are looking for their first deals. Some of us looking for our first real estate. And so I think just kind of bringing it back to the basics is super helpful for a lot of the listeners out there.
There it is. She's Alex Johnson. I'm Rich Summers. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.